وعن جابر بن طلحة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يخطب قائما ثم يجلس ثم يقوم فيخطب قائما، ومن أنبأك أنه كان يخطب جالسا فقد كذب، أخرجه مسلم. From جابر بن سمرة نعلم في الدين الثالث that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would deliver his khutbah qa'iman, standing. Thumma yajlis, then you sit. Thumma yaqum, then you stand. Fayakhtubu qa'iman, and would deliver the sermon standing. فَمَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ أَنَّهُ كَانَ يَخْتُبُ جَالِسًا فَقَدْ كَذَبَ. Whoever informs you, however it comes to you that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would deliver his khutbah while sitting for the Qadr, such a person at large, Akhrajahu Muslim, Muslim recorded this. Now, what do we understand from the hadith of Jabir bin Samura radiallahu anhu? We can at least understand from this the sunnah that the people are upon today, which is that the khutbah of the Jummah will be divided into two. So be divided into two by a sitting any two. When the man enters the mosque, the first thing to do is for him to move towards to go to the minbar and he will sit. When he eats, the adhan will be reached. When he gets to the minbar, he will make the thing to the people that will sit. Then adhan will be reached. Then after that, he will deliver the khutbah. Then he will sit. Then he will stand up again to deliver the second khutbah. So that's why we have two khutbah for Jumu'ah. Jabir bin Samura radiallahu anhu now narrated this that we are used to. One may ask, why is the companion who have been narrated this? This is because there are traces that some people will not do that. That they will not deliver their khutbah standing. Rather, they will deliver the khutbah while sitting. The first person that did this was Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He delivered the khutbah sitting. And he had an excuse. And the excuse was he could not stand to deliver the khutbah because of his body. So now he would deliver the khutbah sitting. But some people felt that it is permissible to do that, or it is the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah to do that. And that's why the companion now emphasized that the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah is that he will deliver the khutbah standing, then he will sit, then he will rise again in order to deliver the second khutbah. So whoever tells you that the Prophet of Allah will deliver the khutbah sitting instead of a standing, such a person has lied. Now, he was not referring to Muawiyah with Allah and to his father, because he never said it is important to do that. But he did that. So scholars said the reason for that is because of the what we should not enable him to deliver the khutbah standing. So he will sit to deliver the khutbah. Now somebody who delivers the khutbah while sitting does not affect the khutbah or the list have anything to do with the salah. Now this is another thing. One thing is to establish the sunnah. Then another thing is whoever does something contrary to the sunnah without the genuinity. Now in case of somebody who has the genuinity, the sunnah is not simple. We know we are supposed to pray standing. But somebody who has the genuinity and cannot pray standing, he was praying. As the Prophet of Allah said, "Sallu qa'iman, fa'in lam tastati faqa'idan, fa'in lam tastati fa'rajan." You pray standing. If you are able to do that, you pray sitting. If you are able to do that, you pray reclining. So don't talk of khutbah. That is not as strong as the salah itself. So the Prophet of Allah never delivered the khutbah while sitting throughout. He would stand and he would sit in between the two khutbah. So this that was done by Muawiyah of Allah, he had a genuine sense. One who does it without a genuine essence, what can we say of that person's khutbah? What can we say of that person's salah? So this is the area where scholars will study. And this has always been the problem, the area of differences among the scholars. If everybody has been doing things the way the Prophet has done it, there would have been what? Little or least there would have been little differences or very few differences among the few. But somebody may not be able to do it at times, or somebody may not want to do this the son of Allah on this particular matter, would have done it this way. Now what becomes of that person's ibadah if he does it that way? This should bring about scholars, they know, disagreeing on the issue, this one looking at it from this angle, this one looking at it from this angle. So what you can say is that it's not against the sunnah to deliver the khutbah sitting without any genuine questions. Now, but the khutbah valid or not valid, let us keep that ahead. But it's against the sunnah to do that without a genuine excuse. Secondly, scholars will say there is no Jummah without khutbah. There is no Jummah without khutbah. If you want to observe Salat of Jummah, that means the Imam must do what? Must deliver khutbah. But that's why they will say this. Part of the shuruud of Salat of Jummah and khutbah, part of the condition. So somebody says, I'm going to do Salat al-Jumu'ah, and the Prophet does not deliver khutbah, that is not Salat al-Jumu'ah. So Salat al-Jumu'ah must have the khutbah. And the khutbah, it is sunnah of the Prophet of Allah, Allah to be his truth. It is sunnah of the Prophet of Allah, Allah to be his truth. What of the person who makes this one? It's the network, the sunnah. So the person have khutbah, this scholar, they disagree on that. Someone says he has khutbah. Someone says no, he doesn't have khutbah, he will have to make it. So there are things like that scholars disagree. As I said, if people have kept to the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah, the difference would have watched and be huge. But somebody they do something that is contrary to the sunnah. Not because he wants to violate the sunnah, but that happens. Then he will go to the scholar to ask what is the reason of what has happened. Then scholars will disagree in interpreting or in given message of what has happened. So what following the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah is the best way. That's why the scholars will say the companions of the Prophet of Allah, it was not common in them whenever they are asked to do something like the Prophet of Allah, or whenever they are asked to do something by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask this compulsory or recommended. Maybe that's another one, another problem. When the Prophet of Allah Salaam asks you to do something, because the willingness to do it is not in you. You want to do it, what if I do not do this thing? Asking that type of question is giving the scholar a problem. Because they want to attend to your situation, they want to attend to your issue. And if you lead to something, look at this physical, you can say it's because it's compulsory, because of so and so evidence, because of so and so. But if you have done it, you have saved yourself from all these things. And in that what you have saved the scholars from people trying to look at the Quran, look at the Sunnah, in order to give you an answer to your problem. But that's why it is the lay people that pose a lot of problems to scholars. It is the lay people that pose a lot of problems to the scholars. Because there are some things that they were asked to do in the day that some of them may not be willing to do them. Or there are some things that have been forbidden, some of them are more there. But is it makruh or haram? Is it makruh or haram? So, when the layman asks this type of question, for the scholar to say it is haram, it will be difficult. To say it is not makruh, it will be difficult. So, you will have to go back to text of the Quran, text of the Sunnah, to come out with what is more preponderant or the preponderant opinion as far as it concerns. So, whenever we are reading the text, let us do what the Prophet of Allah Sallam teach, whatever the companions teach, that is the best way. At the same time, that doesn't mean that all that we give is compulsory. At the same time, that doesn't mean that all that has warned us against are all haram. But when you are doing things that the Prophet of Allah tells you to do, and you are getting away from things that they ask you to be away from, you are saving yourself from the lot of things, from the lot of problems. You know what the Prophet of Allah Sallam said, "Inna al-halala bayyinun wa inna al-harama bayyinun." The halal is clear and the haram is clear. وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ مُشْتَمِعَةٌ وَيَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. There are some issues that are مُشْتَمِعَةٌ. You can't say they are halal, you can't say they are what? A haram. They are ambiguous. لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. That a lot of people do not know. But فَمَنْ اتَّقَى الشُّبْهَةَ فَقَدْ اسْتَبْرَأَ مِنْ دِينِهِ وَعِلْمِهِ. Whoever avoids the shubhat, the ambiguities, for whatever beginning, such a person has cleared himself from whatever thing that within that is religion, that may affect his religion. وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبْهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ. For whoever falls in the ambiguity, some things that are not clear, is likely going to fall into haram. نَسَلْ كَرَّرِ يَرَعَ حَوْلَ الْبِيمَةِ. It's just like the shepherd who is rearing round the protected area of another person or of the king for example. يُوشِكُ أَنْ يُوَعْكِعَهُ. It's likely to watch to fall into this. Because one of the sheep will just run into the protected area of the king and destroy the plant there. And with that, that person will watch. We have problem with the king. So this is just like somebody who does not avoid what is shubhat. So I want you to know, is it haram, is it halal, is it derwaj, is it mustahab? It's not the will of the Salaf to spoil it. It's not the will of the Salaf to spoil it. The will of the Salaf to spoil it is that whenever they are asked to do something, they are able to do it. But why the scholars now this is the way of the Salaf story? Why are they now saying this is haram, this is makruh, this is mustahab, this is wajib? It is because of the living. So that those people will not all the way from the day, you will not think to do things much to do. At least if you are going to commit something that you have been asked not to do, you know that the one that if you commit this, you have a big problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you commit this, the problem is still with you. It's not as much. So what you are saying in essence is that the companions, the command Ambaraka, and now can I help to move on for Kaskada. Whoever tells you that he will deliver the food by Jalis and Fitin from Kaskada, such important act, large. So this shows that this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Alhamdulillah, our people have been among this. As you go to the mosque, here you see the imam delivering the khutbah sitting. He will deliver the khutbah standing, and the khutbah is always two. So, and they will sit in between. Now, when the imam sits in between, or when the Prophet of Allah passed in between, what would he say? That in between. There is nothing that is authentic that the Prophet of Allah will say. Anything, as much as authentic contact. So they will sit in order to take a rest. They will sit in order to take a rest. Not that he says anything. And not that the Prophet of Allah encouraged the companions to say anything in between the two sittings. Now, can one talk in between the two sittings? That's the last question. Can one talk in between the two sittings? No, the Prophet of Allah said is a good that is specific when the Imam is to start upon that knowledge. When you tell the one beside you, when the Imam is delivering the khutbah, shut up upon that knowledge. You have also made a mistake. In a good that is specific when the Imam is to why the Imam is delivering the khutbah. Now, the Imam is not delivering the khutbah. The Imam is sitting, taking a rest. Can you talk? Yes, you can talk. Because the Imam is not delivering the khutbah. When the Imam is speaking, delivering the khutbah, then you cannot talk. If you talk, then you have gone against the order of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for the person who has made a mistake, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنْ لَذَا whoever makes a mistake فَلَا جُمْعَةَ لَا he has no jum'ah. It will be written for him as Zul, not as Jum'ah. So this thing, the punishment for one talking while the khutbah is on. And you have established the only person you can address when while the khutbah is on is the Imam. Just as we have in the case of some of the companions who address the Imam while the Imam was delivering khutbah. Hope you can still collect that reported by Imam Muslim among them, Ta'ala. The Qur'an would use the Imam of Allah at the Yameen, فَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا يَزِيدُ عَلَىٰ يَقُولَ حَكَدَ May Allah render Qur'an according. I've seen the Prophet of Islam not doing more than this. That he is the who point is in the what is called in the index finger or the joint finger. Yes. So we will point with that. So the companion talks why the khutbah was on. Why the khutbah was on this is to correct the imam. Likewise the imam also talks why the khutbah was on when Sulayk al-Badafani entered the mosque and he had not observed that he has to be masjid. The Prophet of Allah said, O Sulayk, have you observed Sunnah? He said, no, he said, come, but for me, Imam. Get up, pray then, said, then the Prophet of Allah on that seat mentioned that seat in the same one of you entered the mosque where the khutbah is on, said, when you saw your rakah, then you should pray to the Alim Jawad, feed them. You should make them short, brief. So what we are saying in essence is that the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to make the khutbah two, divided or separated by the sitting in between. Fourthly, when the imam enters the masjid, he will make the deen, he will sit after that, then the muhadhin will give the adhan, then you get up, let us deliver the khutbah. After the khutbah, they will obviously do this period, not that you say anything to do any other people. They will teach this period. What he said is that the Imam will say to you about him is not authentic. It's not authentic. So, there is many authentic evidence that you have to see anything. So, with this, the khutbah will be over. Now, with respect to Salatul Eid, does he have two khutbah as well? Most scholars have the opinion that even during Salatul Eid, you have what? Two khutbah. But some scholars have the opinion that there is no evidence that the Salatul Eid has two khutbah. There is no evidence that means that. And this is the opinion of Shaykh al-Albani and Imam Allah Ta'ala. There is only one khutbah for Salatul Eid, not two khutbah. So try to liken it to Salatul Jum'ah, need evidence to establish that. وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا خطب أحمرت عيناه وعلى وجهه واشتد غضبه حتى كأنه منذر شيء يقول صبحكم ومساكم ويقول أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل بدعة ضلالة رواه مسلم. وفي رواية له كانت خطبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الجمعة يحمد الله ويثني عليه ثم يقول على مثل ذلك وقد على صوته. وفي رواية له من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وَلِلْنَفَائِ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ. From Jabir, the son of Abdullah, he says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا خَطَبَ فَنَمَا إِلِبَاتِ الْخُطْبَ إِشْمَرَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ. His two eyes will become red. His two eyes will turn red. وَعَلَىٰ صَوْتُهُ. His voice will also rise. وَشْتَدَّ غَضَبُهُ. Likewise, his anger, شَتَّ, will also increase. حَتَّ كَأَنَّهُ مُنذِرُ جَيْشٍ. As if he was warning against an army that has attacked a people. يَقُولُ صَبَّحَكُمْ. Saying that صَبَّحَكُمْ, the army has attacked you. وَمَسَّاكُمْ, the army has attacked you this morning. The army has attacked you in the evening. Wanting people to prepare for the army, for the troops that have attacked them. وَيَقُولُ after that, the Prophet of Allah says, the أَمَّا بَعْدُ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ, surely the bed of the fish, كِتَابُ اللَّهِ, is contained in the book of Allah. وَالْخَيْرِ الْأَخِيِّ أَحَمِّ مُحَمَّدٍ, the best of the guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا, and the word of evil or of evil of appearing in مُحْدَثَاتُهَا, the innovated words. وَكُلَّ بِلْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ, and every innovation is an error in the misguidance. رواه المسلم. This is reported by Muslims. Another report of Muslim, he says, كانت خطبة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الجمعة. The khutbah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الجمعة يحمد الله, he will praise Allah, ويثني عليه, he will love Allah سبحانه وتعالى. ثم يقول that after that he will say, على إثم ذلك, after that he will say, وقد على صوته, when his voice as writing, as reading. وفي رواية الله, in another report of Muslim, من يهدي الله, he will say, من يهدي الله, whoever Allah guides, فلا مضل له, nobody can dislike his death from deep or important. But what it means, and whoever Allah is with you, Allah has with you. There is nobody to beg you. When you inspire in the report of Nafari, for Kulla Dalala Dina, we have the cross for Kulla Dalala Dina. Now, if you look at this hadith, we all use this hadith. Almost every speaker of Sunnah, whenever they are beginning their talk, they start with Inna Alhamdulillah, Inna Ahmadu, wa Nasta'inu, wa Nasta'inu. So almost every speaker of Sunnah will do this. It is compulsory to do that for us. Now it is established that the Prophet of Allah will do this. So it is that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud of Allah that the Prophet of Allah taught them the khutbah of Hajj. So they will do this. Because this is what the Prophet taught the companions, and this is what he will say. But the question is it compulsory? What if I'm talking, I want to address the people, if I don't say it, is it wrong? As I said, if you have been sticking to what Prophet Allah will do, there will be no problem. But if you instead, what if I don't say it? Am I sinful? Now this, who prompts the scholars to look at the available evidence is on the issue concerned. Do you know that is this sunnah or is this wajib? Now what most scholars are upon is that it is not wajib when you are delivering the khutbah or you are delivering any talk to start with Inna al-Habla Lillahi Nahmadu. But for our instances, where the Prophet of Allah of Allah never started with Inna Alhamdulillah. There were instances that never started with Inna Alhamdulillah in Ahmadu, what I'm telling you. That shows that it's not compulsory to use this word. But it is compulsory that when one wants to address people, that one should bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it is said that kullu kalamin laysa fihi tashahudun aw kullu khutbatin laysa fiha tashahudun fa hiya ka yadil jazma. Any khutbah that does not have tashahud, that is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, testifying that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that first the khutbah is like a ant that has been affected by leprosy. فَهِيَ كَالْيَدِ الْجَزْمَةِ كُلُّ خُطْبَةِ لَيْسَ فِيهَ تَشَاهُدْ فَهِيَ كَالْيَدِ الْجَزْمَةِ. So any khutbah that doesn't contain tashahud is like الْيَدِ الْجَزْمَةِ, a ant suffering from leprosy. So so that you say, أَشْهَدَ اللَّهِ كَرَ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَهِدَهُ just put the shahud, you glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. But this is okay. It's not compulsory that you have to maintain this feeling that we can have that in that in Ahmadu, wa nasta'inu wa nasta'furu, ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا وسيئات اعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فان خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلاله وكل ضلاله في النار. It's not important that you have to do this. But what is compulsory is that what we have to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the fact that there is no deity worthy of worship. Based on the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُلُّ خُطْبَةٍ لَيْسَ فِيهَا تَشَهُّدٌ فَهِيَ كَالْيَدِ جَزْمًا. So one glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who do this because of the instances where it is not used this, that is, it is not used vinegar, so scholars now say it is not compulsory to use these fingers. What is composed to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So somebody wants to address the people, you may say, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, ala Rasulillah. Alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la. Things like this, please. Another way you look at some books, maybe some authors of Islam, when they write books, they even say that Alhamdulillah, wa kafa, wa salatu wa salam, ala Rasulillah, la ilaha illallah, something like that. Huh? So they first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not more that whether you are writing or you are speaking, we have to use khutbatu and hajan. That if you need figure with this format, so it must. So the most important thing is that we have to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we also justify that Prophet Allah is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the most important thing. Now some brothers will feel that this is important that you have to at times when one is maybe you want to address people or maybe you have to proceed to speak to people, some brothers will not start in the Alhamdulillah to do everything, read the verse, surah with this, read this, or read all the verse, everything will come. Maybe it's given 10 minutes to discuss with the people. And you have used this mudra, you have to contact the situation in which you are. Say for instance, at times you may be negative. Maybe if you are 4 or 5, you are given the opportunity to speak. Maybe the first speaker has started with this lengthy khutbah al-hajah. Then you, the second speaker, it's not a must that you have to work with this, what you have repeated. You may just go to the point straight. Huh? You may go to the point straight by just Alhamdulillah, salatu wa salam ala Rasul. Then you make whatever comments you want to make. But for you to say, okay, it's sunnah to do that, you can start afresh. That may be delaying the time of the people. And may often give you enough time to address the issue that you want to address. What you want to do, somebody has taken care of that. And that's right, it was never reported that the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever they were to speak, maybe about 4 or 5 of them, or 2 or 3 of them, they were to speak. When the first one, maybe to khutbah al-hajah, the second one was what? The same, repeat the same. No. So it's a thing that you ought to understand. Then the other Abdullah ibn Allah anhu said that the Prophet Allah sallam, whenever he was given khutbah, Ishmarat aynahu, his 2 eyes would turn red. Why turning red? He would turn red, wa'ala sawtuhu, his voice would also rise. Why? Wastadda ghadabuhu, and his anger would also increase. Would this be in all situations? Would it be in all situations? It will not be in all situations. But if at times we do this, when there is need for that, at times we are addressing people, and this situation warrants that watch. You are serious about what you are saying. It warrants that watch. You are serious about what you are saying. And that's why the Prophet of Allah said, Marrat aynahu. Take for instance, maybe when some people committed some things that are against the and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to correct them, who wants to be back for instance, and what? His face will turn red. His face will turn red. His voice will rise. And his anger will increase. Like when he was addressing when the woman told, and some people went to Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, wanting to use him as an intercession to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that maybe she is intercede on behalf of the woman, that the woman's hand shouldn't be cut. When Usama met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sister, he never said anything. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just quiet when Usama was interceding on behalf of the woman. So the next thing, the Prophet Allah mounted the member and he said that what are the treasures who came before you? Inna mimma halaka man kana qablakum what are the struggles before you? إِذَا صَرَكَ مِنْهُمُ الضَّعِيفُ إِذَا صَرَكَ مِنْهُمُ الشَّرِيفُ صَرَكَ. Where did noble person among them, the one who has come from the noble family, kill? Saraku, they will give him. وَإِذَا صَرَكَ مِنْهُمُ الضَّعِيفُ أَقَامُ عَلِيْهَا. But when the weak one, those who have come from lowly family among them, kills, if somebody who has come from a lowly family kills Aqamu alayhi al-haq, then the word establish the heart on them. The Prophet of Allah said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَوْ أَنَّ فَاطِمَةَ بِنْتَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَرَفَتْ لَقَطَعْتُ يَدَهَا. I swear by the one whose hand is in my soul. If Fatima, the son of the daughter of Muhammad, Allah ta'ala, was a king, I will cut her hand. What is it? That means anything that doesn't work is thrown away, rubbish. So when he was saying this, anger appeared on the face of the Prophet of Allah. His voice rose. This is what Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu was saying. That in many cases, the Prophet of Allah, whatever, was delivering the khutbah, so his voice rise. Not somebody who is delivering khutbah to the people and the people. They will give you game that he was presenting a paper to the people who are just shaking him off. The seed of men should also appear on the face of the person that is given what? The talk, the khutbah. Particularly when you want to warn people against things that are haram. Or you want to tell them the evil of not speaking to the Lord of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are asking people to speak to the Lord of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are smiling, you are making a kind of something will not be a deal. So the Prophet of Allah has his way of presenting matters to people. A lot of cases like that. At times people commit some things that the Prophet of Allah means, but Mahabharu Akwam, Yaquru Nakina Wakada. Why is it that some people are doing this? So it may not mention names, because that is the method of the Prophet of Allah in correcting people. Huh? That's why the Quran says it's good to remove the wisdom of Mahabharu Akwam. What is wrong with some people? Huh? This one too. He knew not who did it that thing, but will not mention their name that so and so person has gone so and so. You just be a general statement that everybody who is affected will correct himself. So when the person is saying it, his eyes turn red, his voice rise, his anger will increase. This is the method of the Prophet of Allah wa sallam. And that's why Aisha radiallahu anha describing the Prophet of Allah wa sallam. He says the Prophet of Allah will always smile. He will always smile to the people, he will be nice to the people. And when something that affects the Prophet of Allah wa sallam, when it happens, he will not get angry. But what it has to do with saying that things that have to do with the Lord of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, إِنَّ أَلْتُمْ تَعْكَ حُرْمَةُ اللَّهِ Unless if what Allah has made haram, or what Allah has worked, has made compulsory, is violated, then you see his tongue, his tongue red. This is the statement of Aisha radiallahu anha. So at that point, one is going to address the people. The method of lecture shouldn't be to just give people laugh. Because if a lecture is based on laughter, when people live there, everything is complete. But when they see seriousness and the one that is presenting things to them, they tend to ponder over that thing often and often. But somebody who is telling people the truth and is making some funny things, Now people who enjoy it, people who like it, who admire it, but when they leave that place, everything is gone. Who before they leave that place? So when they ask, when you ask them, what have you said? Because he got to him man. And that's why that is serious. At times not who and use people. But if you don't do that, so I want to abuse you, I want to abuse you. And that's the problem that some of our brothers also have. Some of us, when we want to organize something that maybe will involve our parents, we'll be looking for a madam that can lead the people back. That can make the people, no, that is wrong. You should look for somebody that will address the people and will call their attention to what they are doing that is wrong. Not somebody that will make them laugh. So if we just look, we seem as if it is an entertainment. And this is common with a lot of the acting or a lot of the walima that we do. So we're looking for somebody that will amuse the people. Think that it's wrong historically to play barista, to play politician. What should we do now? Our parents, we want to hear this like that. Let me look for somebody that will make it that will make the people laugh. No, it shouldn't be that way. Most of our parents, before the shake, enough of our parents, they do not take prayer seriously. Enough of them, they are involved in humanizing, a lot of them are involved in the production of insurgency. They need somebody that will address them in a very serious way, so that when they go home, they ponder on that. Not somebody that will amuse them. Particularly, the opportunity that we have, or the chances that we have to meet some of these parents, are very few. So the only opportunity that we have is to be looking for somebody that we admit them. Is to look for somebody that will let them know what they are doing that is wrong. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, radhiyallahu anhu, said, "Ma'arat alinahu is faith, is to our downright." وعلى صوته and his voice is voice of also rise. واشتد غضبه and his anger is also increased. So when you see somebody that is living khutbah or somebody that is living talk and the person is not smiling, is that a sin? Is it a sin? It's not a sin. The person is better than me and you. The Prophet the companion described him as somebody narrat alinahu wa ala sawtuhu wa shtadda ghadabuhu. But all you can say is that God, he could not be in all instances. Because not every lecture or every talking to needs that one should watch. The Prophet Allah who addressed some people at times and watch to smile. But where we are supposed to be serious, take for instance, you are talking about shirk, one people against shirk, and you are smiling. No. Or one people against things that are haramas, you are smiling. When you are telling stories, you will be smiling. You are telling stories, you will be smiling. But people are falling into a lot of shirk here, a lot of shirk things, and what you are smiling. No. Let the people know that this thing that they are falling into is a grave offense before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in describing as somebody that one would feel as if addressing the people. The sabbahakum wa mastahakum, the army has attacked you. Somebody is telling that army has attacked you. Do you know the way we? Somebody wants to tell you that maybe there is armed robbers have attacked this area. Will the person be smiling with you? No. So this is the way first Allah will address the people. When you put up your back, after you have said, what do you say? What will he say? أقصي إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونبكي أما بعد is an Arabic statement to digress from what you have been saying before from that thing. أما بعد we want to translate it from English to English. I think all that you have said before you have been in Dutch to come to another thing. فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. The best speech is contained in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No speech is better than that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot compare the speech of anybody to that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you cannot liken the laws of anybody to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then draw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to وَمَنْ لَا يَحْكُمْ جِمَانًا ذَلَ اللَّهُ أُولَيْكُمْ كَافِرُونَ. Whoever does not judge by what Allah should use, those are the kafirun. But how can you liken the statement of your Creator, the statement of any other person? When your Creator says you should do this, another person is telling you that you should do this, you should do this, the other way around. Allah is a Muslim. Look at what is happening in the Muslim world today. Hosni Mubarak was forced out of government. The military took over. And he used. Who forced him out of government? If you look at their speech, there is nothing that has to do with the Sharia. It was democratic, whatever. And so the committee should be formed. The committee was involved from three parties from among those who are with the country, have having an IS team, then military man, and so forth. Everything, democracy, democracy. The word Islam is not mentioned in the activity. It's not mentioned. Now, these people and Mubarak, who are better? Or who is better? Somebody said one democracy. These people, they are what? They are following the will of the America, the European, the same way. And the Prophet of Allah said, وَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كتاب الله. And the Muslims are not ready to go back to the kitab of Allah. Rather, for the outside world, the Muslims, they will be saying. وخير العالم هذا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. The best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the one that was sent by the creator of the universe, by the creator of mankind, by the creator of Jesus. It's the one sent. So it's the one that can explain the path of his sender. Better than any other person. But today, when the hadith of the Prophet is read to some Muslims, they will say, no, we have to change things like this, not in line with the fourth century, and so forth. So we have a lot of what talking about the importance of following the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the importance of following the statement of the Prophet of Allah. One of such statements is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. Does not defeat the believer, male or female, when Allah, His messenger, judge on the matter, rule on the matter, and we are cool allowed to clear us in harmony for them to have another alternative. Whoever disobeys Allah, His messenger, push it forth as manifestly gone at him. It's a clever. And we look we need the Quran, we need the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah, So we are going to judge ourselves or rule ourselves with the social contract. What is the social contract? What is social contract? So the society will be the one to determine what it will be ruled by, not the creator of the society. Subhanallah. The society, the Christians, the Muslims, the Jews, everybody will come together to determine what will govern them and not what their creator wants. What is the big musiba to the social contract? And this is what is affecting them in the European countries, affecting them in the world generally. They don't believe in any religion trying to restrict them. No. It is the people that determine what will be ruled by. Not any religion, not Christianity or Judaism. No talk of Islam. You know what the French president said recently? He said, we want Islam, that we want French Islam, not Islam in France. We want French Islam, the French Islam. That is, the French will be those that will determine what type of Islam we want to practice. Not Islam in France. Now that someone who now come from one Saudi Arabia or from one Egypt and now bring an Islam that was good against the social contract. So what we want is the French Islam, not Islam in France. So because they have seen, they see it as a kind of maybe bringing the progression to them. It's a kind of what affecting their society. So this is what the so-called Muslim countries are also clamoring for. One democracy. What is democracy? Democracy simply defined what? Government of the people? By the people. For the people. So the people will be those that will make the law. Not the religion making the law. The people that will make the law. But we as Muslims, what does the Prophet of Allah say? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. The statement of the believer is that whenever they are invited to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever they are invited to the law of the Prophet Allah sallam, أَنْ يَقُولُ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. So say what you have asked. وَأَطَعْنَا, and we obey. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So a lot of verses talking about this. So this is what the Prophet Allah sallam just presents in a brief way by saying, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَخَيْرَ الْعَدِيثِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Then you say, أَقْدَمَتْ وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. The most evil of affairs is the muhdathat. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ, and every bid'ah is what? ضَلَالَةٍ. Now the Muslims today, we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a lot of bid'ah. With a lot of bid'ah. Things that are not among the things that the Quran brought to us. We want to worship Allah with that. May Allah save us from this type of fitna. Now things that were brought by the Prophet of Allah, like we've not all done one third of it. We abandon remaining, then we will introduce many more things with the intention of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take for instance those who introduce Moses to Nabi, saying they are being the body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, celebrating it. Did Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu celebrate the body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did Umar do that? إذا علي بن ذا إذا عثمان بن ذا إمام مالك إمام الشافعي أبو حنيفة all these people did do that. The answer is no. But why are you doing it? It's because of the love that we have for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why we are doing it. That would be the answer. I remember about 10 or so years ago, I was talking with one of my friends, a Sufi man. So I was telling him that this money that is bigger. He said, because anything that you do with the intention of drawing near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is not in deen, is bid'ah. And he said, we are not taking it as ibadah now. That emotional is not good, it's not an ibadah. We are not taking it as ibadah. We are just doing it, just as we have said that. Why is this? What is the relationship between you and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is he one of your elite? Now, this is when you are celebrating the birthday of your father. And then it's difficult for somebody to say, okay, don't do it. If you say, okay, you are not the father now, that one is too much. Makes sense to some people. But to say you are celebrating the birthday of Muhammad, Allah, what is the relationship between you and Muhammad, Allah? There is no relationship between both of you except what? Ibadah is love that connects you. So that means if this what you see, it was, it's his daughter. Then you couldn't say anything anymore. Because this thing that you have to do, some people introduce this thinking they will draw near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with things like this. And that's why it is wrong to do that. The Prophet of Allah warned from mining. وكل بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة and every بدعة is ضلالة every بدعة is ضلالة. In another report he said that the خطبة of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Juma is that يحمد الله he would praise Allah ويثني عليه الله ثم يقول على إحدى ذلك وقد على صوته then we say after that this statement you say after that. وَقَدْ عَلَى صَوْتُهُ وَاِلْ His voice are really. In other reports, we have مَنْ يَعْدِي إِلْمَا فَلَا مُبِلَّرَ وَمَنْ يُكِنْ فَلَا أَعْدِيَنَا وَإِنْ نَسَائِ the report of Nasai, we have وَكُلُّ لَضَلَالَةِ فِي النَّارِ You know this report is common because وَكُلُّ لَضَلَالَةِ فِي النَّارِ You know how we have been the خُطْبَةُ حاجة سلطول وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We share the thought of Muslim and the life وكل ضلالة في النار is not yet. But in the thought of Natalia وكل ضلالة في النار. Some of the scholars say this is only authentic from the statement of Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه. As from the Marfu'a is not authentic to the Prophet of Allah. For it is authentic from the river of the line, or it is authentic from four, what Umar will say is something that we have asked from the Prophet of Allah, most likely. So, وَكُلَّ دَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ Every dolala leads to hellfire. Every dolala leads to hellfire. Now, one has to understand this portion of the hadith, of the khutbah. It's not that any person who draws any dolala, that the person will end up in hellfire. As some people preach, Alhamdulillah, the Dara is almost dead. Every Bidya is Kufru. Every Bidya is what? Is Kufru. What type of statement is, how can every Bidya be Kufru? Every Bidya is what? Is mafia, is a sin. But if every bid'ah is kufru, this will not be correct. Some bid'ah will be kufru. Take for instance somebody who is calling on the person in the grave with the intention that God is joining Allah with him. That is bid'ah. And if that is what is kufru. But somebody who is saying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah after the Adhan, that is also Bidya. Does not practice during the time of the Prophet of Allah. And in Ibadah, the one who is saying it, intention to draw me Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is Bidya. So are we going to say that what? Is Bid'ah kufr? No. So we did. Somebody is making use of Subha, that is in the Subha. He said it was Bid'ah. So it was kufr. What type of statement is this? No scholar is saying that every Bid'ah is what? Is kufr. Every Bid'ah can be kufr. Just like every mafia, every sin cannot be a kadira. Not every sin is a great sin. Then not every bidya is what is kufru. But no bidya, no sin is okay. Every bidya is what is evil. And every mafia is what is evil. But you have to also be careful. Because someone is doing one bidya doesn't mean what to look at me as being. You are looking at the castle. To which you now declare a lot of people to be kuffar. No. Not the way the method of passing the son of Jama'ah. Someone knows that. Take for instance the Asha'ira. Come and refuse them. If we were to go by the statement of the Asha'ira, what it can say, if we were to go by that, who declare the Asha'ira kufar? Are you with me? You have to go by what their statements entail. Or what statements of the Mu'tazila entail. Who declare them to be kufar? Because somebody who is interpreting the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or rendering them meaningless. But someone do not only declare them to be what? To be kufar. They will say they are what? Mu'tazirun. They are Mu'tazirun. Because to make somebody, to declare somebody a kafir, you have to look at the mawani of tafsir, and you have to look at things that that will give you the opportunity and the license to declare somebody a kafir. Somebody has committed kufr, fine. You say this, that he has done the kufr. But is he a kafir? No, there are a lot of mawani. Things that can hinder you from the claims of the person is cast. May be ignorant. The person may be doing it as a sort of ta'wil, that he is the interpretation, not that he wants to attack it, but he has good intention. So somebody who has good intention to that the problem is a cast. Somebody, take for instance, a lot of people today who go to Hajj, wanting to perform Hajj, with good intention. But some of them will be doing some things that are really obvious. Some of them will be doing something that I watch, that are bidia. Some of them will go to Baqi, wanting to have companions in Baqi. So this one is not for them. But they believe that what they are doing is what? It's not against Islam. In fact, in terms of people that what you are doing is what? Is against Islam, is a no. This is what is married to Islam. But is this type of person you want to declare a kafir? So this person has what? Has and duty. So what if you say is that this person is committing kufr, but to say he's a kafir, that means one does not have merit of people. So, and this is what led the powerful scholars not to only be declared Asha'ira, Mu'tazila, Mu'tazila, examples that they have confirmed that these people, they are here to destroy Islam from the beginning. But know that they know that what they are doing is that they are doing as a result of the love that they have for the deen. You will not condone what they are doing. You should know this is bid'ah. They are mubtadi'a. But know that to do what they are kufar. And that's why scholars will say they will put down the shurut of takfir. But when you are talking about a tabdiri, they will not say this are the shurut of tabdiri. Or the one who can kill you. Don't think it like that. But what I feel is something that is very, very difficult place to enter. So every video is not kufru. There are some video that are kufru. There are some video that are mafia. There are some video that will give no kufru. So don't think all the video as if you are shooting one thing. Don't sit on the media in the table. But no media is what is okay in Islam is accepted. suwata ko ko allah wa alihi wa sallam te mo kullu bid'atin dhalal en ko bid'ah dhalal sam salat mi te dinte me ko kullu bid'atin dhalal is amun ma'sus am ma'sus in tenera motivos is restricted in general motivos is restricted I can now know there is no much contradiction between the statements of these people and those who are saying it is not what is not restricted. Because those who say it is restricted, what they are referring to is not bigger. They will say we have bigger, like say for instance, writing books against the innovators, this is bigger. The compliance level will put against the innovators. So writing books against is bigger. But instead of bigger, it's not what we are talking about. Like the video of Nakabu studying Arabic language, this is the rules that guide it to give this question, give this document. The compiler never studied that. So this is not the type of video that we are talking about. So this scholars will say, video, we have five types of video. They are looking at this generally from moving the linguistic angle. But those scholars will say, every video is what? They are looking at the video from the religious what? Viewpoint. That is every media that has to do with religion is what is Tolala. So there is no contradiction between whether those who classify media into five, those who classify into five, there are some things that they are talking about that. No, we are not talking about those things in Islam. Take for instance, riding car, body aeroplane, all these things are what? They are media. But are they video in the gene? No, they are not video. We are not talking about this type of video. But video that has to do with the gene is what we are talking about. What we are talking about. So it is kullu video, dolala. Kullu dolala, sunna. And every dolala leads you up to expire. How? When you believe something, it works. It will increase. And with that, one is closer to hellfire than judgment. It's not that what Kullu Dolala Sunna is every watch this one enter into hellfire, one will do it in hellfire forever. There are a lot of verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about people who enter fire, people who enter fire. There are a lot of hadith that Quran Allah has talked about people who enter fire. Does that mean that those people who enter fire will dwell in hellfire forever? No. Doesn't mean they will dwell in hellfire forever. But they will enter hellfire for that thing, or for those things they will enter hellfire. And they what? They will be taken out of hellfire unless it is the Lord if it is kufru. If it is kufru, they dwell in hellfire forever. When it is not kufru, they will enter fire, they will come out. And if Allah will use Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon them by not punishing them with fire. Maybe as a result of some other good deeds that is done. But nobody can guarantee that Allah is not going to punish you or is not going to punish anybody with fire for one thing or the other. The only guarantee is that any person who does not commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to dwell in hellfire forever. This is guaranteed. But the one who commits some sin, one thing or the other, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tied to leave punishment with fire, nobody can guarantee that, no, Allah is not going to punish because I have some good deeds that I've done that Allah will use to wipe away with you. You can't guarantee that. Because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is what we're to Maduna Dalika, so if Allah will be punished, he likes the father. So this is the Aqeed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But for us to say, he has said, وَكُلُّ دَلَالَ سُنَّا رَبِي دَلَالَ رِبَوْتِ in Empire. So that means he will give way in Empire forever. What about any ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the west of the Yatama, who is their work, the offer, who is their work, not that Kuduna people to him, but that is Lawrence, that they are eating fire. and you enter what's the grave. The fact that any person who is the wealth of orphans, unjustly, would wait there by a father. Would one understand from that area? No. ومن يقتل مؤمنا فجزاؤه جهنم خالدا فيه وغضب الله عليه. All these verse scholars, they have what? They say, maybe it's referring to someone who does that, justifying it, legalizing it. But someone who kills another person, you can't see the person who's doing for doing in their fire forever. So the fact that Allah is the one who enters by doesn't mean he's doing in their fire for unless this is what? It is shirk. So, as I think that it's important again, that what we ought to call attention to. Some of the brothers of Sunnah, they believe that it is wrong to partake in bid'ah. It is wrong to partake in bid'ah. But it's a good belief. To partake in bid'ah, however small the bid'ah is. But that means it's permissible to partake in things other than bid'ah. Take for instance when you engage in a little business, you talk about another person, then you not feed the amana, things like that. You cheat people, you give dinner, you steal, you know. You do all sorts of things that are haram. Does that mean that one can do that? No, one cannot do all this as well. Just as what is wrong to also do bigger. But some people will now be telling you that as long as it is mafia that I'm doing, I'm not bigger. Huh? It is what? It is mafia, it is sin, and it's not bigger. So I'm still out of Sunnah. I'm still what? Out of Sunnah. What I'm doing is what? It's mafia. I'm consuming alcohol, I'm cheating people. That does not take me out of the fold of Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah. Yes. It doesn't take you out of the code of Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah, but the fact that you are among the Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah doesn't mean you will not be punished with fire. Do you agree? Eh?
No.
The fact that what you have the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah doesn't mean you will not be punished by fire. And the fact that somebody is being one bigger or the other, take for instance, some of you will be saying, ah, Allah, 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 Allah. Yes, it's being bigger. And somebody, but that same person is not what? It's not cheating people. It's straightforward when he's dealing with people. He has a manner. It's not feeling. It's not meaning. You cannot compare this man with you when he does it for Kiana to say that you are better than this man. Because he is what? He's been bigger, but you are not being what? You are not being bigger. But you are committing all sorts of things, eh? You are committing all sorts of great things. But this man that is not committing those things, but is against one way, think what? You are better than that man because what? You have Aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah. Or somebody is an Asha'at, for instance, huh? Or somebody is a Murtazili, fine. The person has fallen into this bid'ah, fine. But this bid'ah that you have fallen into, scholars do not say what? You are kuffar based on that. Now we have somebody who is what? Engaged in all sorts of things like that, huh? Killing, cheating, all of this. Now think that God is better than this. We have to understand the take for instance, did Ibn Hajar fall fell in one ta'wil or the other, Imam Nawawi fell in one ta'wil or the other. Ibn Hajar, Nawawi, Hafiz, those are great scholars. But they fell in one ta'wil, one video or the other. Are you not saying that because you do not fall in one ta'wil or the other, but you are falling into a lot of things that those scholars are what? People, you are better than those scholars before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't judge it that way. Bid'ah is for one to do something with the intention of going near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's bid'ah. Mafia is for you to know that Allah forbidden this thing, but as a lot of shahwa, as a lot of shahwa, you're lost. So you want to do that thing. So this is what's wrong. This is also wrong. So when we say people of Sunnah, people of bid'ah, we are looking at it from this angle. Not that what those who enter empire with people of India, those who enter agenda with people of Sunnah. Some of the people of Sunnah will also enter empire. Huh? Some of the people of India may not even punish. Because there are some other things that what même il est au doublé, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala donne du bon à ton pardon, ben. So this is not the thing you are guaranteeing. But one should not, because of that, now feel that you are once identifying yourself as Ahlus Sunnah, Alhamdulillah, and faith. Huh? Then why not use that as an excuse to be doing a lot of evil things? Allah is not going to judge us like that. So this is something that is very, very important. So secondly, if you call yourself a Salafi, or you call yourself as a Hadith, you call yourself an Ansar, give yourself maybe a record. But those names are nothing that will prevent you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are just Aslam Ta'afiyya. They are names in order to identify people. Huh? When you say that Salaf, for instance, now somebody in Nigeria, they form the group, they say, and Jama'at Salafiyya, the da'wah to Islam. Our own is a Salafi group, the da'wah, we do da'wah, we fight. You are not Salafi, you are not what? Salafi Jihad. So you are Salafi Jihad. Are you going to abandon that name and look for another name? I want you to read you. Abandon? No! So the issue is not the name. The issue is what you are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the Imam al-Muslim. The one that has brought many Muslims. You are all Muslims. But when some group broke out from the teachings of the Prophet of Allah, miracle, differentiate those who are upon the truth and those who are what? Evaded. So don't go upon you to say, we are Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Eh? To differentiate themselves from those who have what? Broken away. Huh? Some people say, okay, we are Fariyun. We are people of the text. We are Ahlul Hadith. We speak to the Hadith. All these are what? The same thing. Pointing to the same part. But the fact that people are pastoralizing it does not mean that what? We should not be condemning it. And if we look for that in Noam, but it does not mean what? We should abandon that and look for that. People have pastoralized Islam. Have they not? Yeah. Are we going to pray with Islam and look for that? What the mouth of the Muslim is? So the next thing we make, this shows that what meaning is not the issue. It is what you are doing inside the name that matters. And that's why your time should not be that God wants you to look at that for this day, is your Sunnah, is it? Your time shouldn't be that. Your time should work for you to practice it. Whatever you put up here, you practice it. And for you to also teach the people. It needs to be your. So it doesn't mean that God, you are saying you can't call yourself as a Sunnah, you can't call yourself Salaf, you can't call yourself. You are free to call yourself what you say. You have to be. But at the same time, God needs to be able to respond to people and to admit people. Some of you say that we fall at it, and the person is stealing, the person is shaping people, to say, well, let us cover it. Let us cover it, what is this, let us protect, because it's one of our things. But some of you say, oh, I'm not Salafi, because the person is not a Salafi, it's not worse. Yeah? It does not take that name. It's okay, let us expose it. When it's used, we would learn to watch the study. When the body does this, this one, that is not watch. It's not a good thing. So your brother that is watching one thing, and for the other that is wrong, you call his attention, that's not good. Christ, you are a Salafi, but this thing is wrong as well. Yeah? So you are Salafi, but you know this is bigger. So don't use the Salafi, the word Salafi, or Sunni, or whatever, to give people to. So I'm As for the time for when the prayer is accepted, we have the hadith that is between the standing of the Imam to the Salah. So that hadith is very Muslim. Some scholars say it is not authentic, that it was Sharif. So what we have is the hadith of Abu Yazabani that is after Salat al-Asr. However, some scholars try to confirm with you that can give and can also give that. If one is going to do that, maybe one should do it when the man is speaking, or maybe one can do it at that time. So because the period that one can talk as well as at each. So this is one we use that opportunity. It's not that the Hadith we should use that opportunity. But what the Muhaqqiqun among the brothers of Hadith are calling that Hadith is Shah. The one that is authentic is after Salah to the Aqq. Now the other one. Now the Imam observing Tahiyyatul Masjid. It was never reported that the Prophet Muhammad observed Tahiyyatul Masjid whenever he wanted to get the people. I know his house, his room, this is the room of Maria of all, anyone, son of his wife, were very close to the mosque. The dog two steps into the house. So he would come out of the room, enter the mosque, and watch Mr. Smith eat Adam Mitch and the father Husa. So it was never reported that he would do a hiyat in Masjid. And that's why saying that he has to not be for the man is not the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah. So you enter the mosque and you start. But in a situation where the man is already in the mosque, maybe the man is coming from the family mosque and the man enters the mosque, so there is no more asking to take the adhan around. So in that situation, you can apply the general test of what. But generally speaking, we see there is no evidence that the Imam should also observe the Hiyyatul Masjid. Wallahu a'lam.
Allah, why is it that
you don't get them to follow the Hiyyatul Masjid? So you try to tell him that the reason being that what the Prophet of Allah is that that Allah took the mercy, then one of the end of the mercy. For the higher dealing of the children, it's half that you don't have a time to continue the Christ to Allah. That shows that if I enter the mercy that I may stand, I've not done anything to him, the son of the Prophet of Allah. That's clear? But what it is, for the higher dealing of the children, That is football. It's going. The football has already started now. I don't understand you.
No, he's sitting down before your dance to Rata. The man is sitting down before your dance to Rata.
Okay, exactly. We say that because that has to do with the khutbah. It has to do with the khutbah. Because when we want to say he should do this, why is the person that much willing? So if you say it's because it's not compulsory, is it not good for the Prophet of Allah to do something that is not the order? So that's why we'll teach that from the khutbah, which is separate. Instead of saying what the Prophet of Allah has said, something that is not the community. Yeah? No.
He said, the one that says, all the fear is
that one, I don't want to see. Well, that is not my own. If you have to put the most important thing is that you say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testifying. That is the most important thing. Then the most important thing is that what the da'wah is also saved. Like the da'wah is saved from going through this type of rubbish. So that's something that is very, very important. Alhamdulillah, a lot of people have yet in da'wah, because that da'wah is for the da'wah of the scholars of Sunnah.
Now, look at what we are able to get from the top of the government. And secondly, if the president were to be told that he's liked by his people, that he has been there, that we would not be all over the job changing, because he's not in the best right to remain there. Is that also
what he planned by imagining like fixing the thing, the time, you know, the time of the ruler? And nothing like that. No, we are not saying it is haram. We are not saying it is what it is haram. But I know that saying it is what is the most that the tenor or the hand of the ruler must be fixed. The Muslims who are saying things like this, if they have looked at it critically, they will look at other systems like that. Because going by the rule, the rule of the Prophet Muhammad, how many years did he spend? Did he spend in power? Huh? Okay, let's see. The Islamic government was established in Medina. Huh? How many years did you rule for 10 years? Fine. Abu Bakr, how many years did you rule? You ruled for 2 years or so. Umar? Huh? Rahman? So, the Shah idea is that Muawiyah ruled for 20 years. He was the governor for 20 years and was a ruler. Huh? A complete ruler for another 20 years. So, if we go by the practice of our fathers, he never complained about somebody spending so and so years. So a Muslim who wants to complain about such a thing, where is he coming from? He's coming from no way other than the Western culture. So the Western culture, they change when the system of open years comes into being in the West. When the Islamic civilization was going on, where were the European countries? Where were they then? Who were ruling them then? So this system of 4 years is something that started new in their own society. Now the Muslims wanted or want this type of system. So this is what we cannot force somebody based on this. To say, why this is the only person? Is this family property? Is this that? Is this? When you say this, you are attacking a lot of our scholars that are fast, who are rude. Who would call Allah other than inclusive? When people are to go by what? The last thing that is what one